Of the city of Dwaraka.
Of the city of Dwaraka.
Dulastriya.
Dulastriya.
Ladies of the respectable families.
Ladies of the respectable families.
Amyani.
Amyani.
On the palaces.
On the palaces.
Aruruhu.
Aruruhu.
Got up.
Got up.
Vipra.
Vipra.
O Brahmanas.
O Brahmanas.
Tat Ikshana.
Tat Ikshana.
Just to look upon him.
Just to look upon him.
Krishna.
Krishna.
Mahautsava.
Mahautsava.
Accepted as the greatest festival.
Accepted as the greatest festival.
Translation. When Lord Krishna passed over the public roads, all the ladies from the respectable families of Dwaraka went up to the roofs of their palaces just to have a look at the Lord. They considered this to be the greatest festival. Very sorry to have to make the thing. Ich sehe, dass einige von euch noch disorientiert sind und nicht genau wissen, wie sie dieser Vorlesung, die in englischer Sprache gehalten wird, folgen sollen. Wir haben eine Übersetzungsanlage in dieser Übersetzungskabine und ihr könnt euch Ohrwürmer nehmen, also nicht Ohrwürmer, aber Kopfhörer, und euch irgendwo einstöpseln, wo es solche Buchsen gibt. Wer von euch hat jetzt noch keine Übersetzung, bitte, der sie braucht? Du, das ist ja nur einer. So kann einer von euch den Devotees hier, der den Matajis, den jungen Mann, versorgen und ihm bitte eine Ohrstöpsel geben. Wie bitte, da sind noch eine. Syamala, das ist Syamala, wird euch ausstatten mit Übersetzung, wenn ihr einfach euch bei ihr meldet. Sie kann euch da versorgen. Ich glaube, es ist, lohnt sich, die Vorlesung auch richtig zu verstehen, selbst wenn man in einem Wort noch nicht, also wenn man nicht so gut Englisch ist. I'm sorry. Purport. To have a look at the Lord is a great festive occasion, undoubtedly, as it was considered by the metropolitan ladies of Dwaraka. This is still followed by the devout ladies of India, especially during the days of the Julan and Jamashtami ceremonies. The ladies of India still throng up in the greatest number at the temple of the Lord. Their transcendental, eternal form is worshipped. The transcendental form of the Lord, installed in a temple, is not different from the Lord personally. Such a form of the Lord is called Acha Vigraha, or Acha incarnation, and is expanded by the Lord, by his internal potency, just to facilitate the devotional service of his innumerable devotees who are in the material world. The material senses cannot perceive the spiritual nature of the Lord, and therefore, the Lord accepts the Acha Vigraha, which is apparently made of material elements like earth, wood and stone. But actually, there is no material contamination. The Lord being Kaivalya, one alone, there is no matter in him. He is one without a second, and therefore, the Almighty Lord can appear in any form without being contaminated by the material conception. Therefore, festivities in the temple of the Lord, as held generally, are like festivals performed during the many festive days of the Lord of Dwaraka, about 5,000 years ago. The authorized acharyas, who know the science perfectly, installed such temples of the Lord under regulated principles, just to offer facilities to the common men, but persons who are less intelligent, without being conversant with the science, mistake this great attempt to be idol worship and poke their nose into that to which they have no access. Therefore, the ladies or men who observe festivals in the temples of the Lord just to have a look at the transcendental form are 1,000 times more glorious than those who are non-believers in the transcendental form of the Lord. It appears from the verse that the inhabitants of Dwarka were all owners of big palaces. This indicates the prosperity of the city. The ladies got up on the roofs just to have a look at the procession and the Lord. The ladies did not mix with the crowd on the street, and thus their respectability was perfectly observed. There was no artificial equality with the men. Female respectability is preserved more elegantly by keeping the woman separate from the men. The sexes should not mix unrestrictedly. Namam Vishnu Paraya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimadar Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavari Paskatyare Shatarine
Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Krishna
There is one particular sentence in Srila Prabhupada's purport which can almost be seen as an inauguration of today's transcendental festival. The sentence says, therefore, after Srila Prabhupada has established that the Asya Vigraha or deity form of the Lord is non-different from the Lord personally, he says, therefore, festivities in the temple of the Lord, as held generally, are like festivals performed during the manifestive days of the Lord of Dwarka, about 5,000 years ago. For better understanding of this wonderful subject, let us hear a short summary of the festival which was held 5,000 years ago in the town of the Lord, Dwarka. In chapter 10 of the Srimad Bhagavatam, the Lord tried to depart from Hastinapur, where he was with the Pandavas. He had tried several times, but Yudhishthira always, he came to him and said, my dear Lord, will you leave us? Please stay. The Lord obliged and stayed longer. Then when he was just on his chariot to depart, again Kundi Devi said, if you leave us, we will be like a body whose soul has gone away. Please stay. The Lord stayed. But finally, he had to leave for his own town, Dwarka. The next chapter starts with Lord Krishna's entrance into Dwarka. We hear how Lord Krishna reaches Dwarka, and as he is on the outskirts, before the town, he blows into his transcendental conch shell. And it is Srila Prabhupada describes at some length the purport, how the conch shell, due to the contact with the Lord's lips, changes colors and turns into, gets a reddish hue. Very nice. And while blowing into his conch shell, he heralds the citizens to gather before him, and he calls them to come before him. And then it is described how various citizens arise from their beds and from their halls and from their family situations and rush out to meet the Lord before the town. They offer prayers and they bring their presentations, auspicious welcome presentations before the Lord. And then, you know, some of the prayers are very interesting for us to hear. It says, by following in your footsteps, they say, we have become successful in all respects. Please bless us with your mercy. Then they express, we have such a good luck that you have come to see us. Even the devatas on the heavenly planets very rarely are visited by you. And then they make a little, you know, telling the Lord something of their hearts. They say, my dear Lord, but whenever you leave to towns like Mathura or Hastinapur, every moment appears for like 1 million years. Then our eyes become useless, as eyes bereft of the sun. In other words, we can't see anything any longer. Says, by this they indicate, please don't do this to us, don't leave us. Stay. They confidentially express. Mm-hmm. So then, the next part is the beautiful town of Dwaraka is described. And as you will see, the beauty of this town is very, very special. Yesterday, in preparation to this festival, devotees gathered for a large Harinam in Frankfurt. And you might have noticed how this town can be appropriately called Schinkfurt due to the degenerated scenes to behold in that town of degraded men and women going about with their sinful activities shamelessly in the open. And oh Krishna, so let us now purify our memory of that thing by her hearing, in contrast, a town of the Lord. There were hermitages, in other words, the saints had their residence quarter, orchards, you know, ample fruits were, flower gardens, parks, with reservoirs of waters, and nice white swans. It was, in other words, not boom, boom, traffic congestion, flags, banana and mango leaves, and purified painted signs and slogans everywhere. You know, Krishna's two Bhagavans, I don't know the slogans which were there, but nice Krishna conscious slogans to make you remember transcendence and the Lord. Slogans, you know, not vote such and such uncultured man for the fulfillment of your unspoken desires. Then everything was swept and moistened by scented water. Fruits were laying about, flowers were there, unbroken seeds lay everywhere. the doors were nicely decorated. Maybe like this, I guess more opulent even. Let's see. What was there? Every door. Yes, curd was sprinkled all about. Fruits were there, sugar cane, and full water pots. That means auspiciousness. Then the Lord entered Dvaraka, which before was properly prepared for the occasion and which was purified in all aspects by the application of these auspicious articles. It's significant. In puja, we know when we want to install the Lord, there are ceremonies to purify the place and to get away with the inauspicious elements. In the same way, we are informed by Srila Prabhupada and the previous acharyas, if we want the Lord to appear in our consciousness, we need to sufficiently purify it, just like the town was purified. Then, then Krishna enters the city and greets more citizens and exchanges affection with his mothers. This is described. Amongst the citizens which greeted him, there are many well-dressed prostitutes, which I thought was interesting. Yeah, hundreds of well-known prostitutes, they had a respectful position, on various vehicles came. They had dazzling earrings on their beautiful faces, which even enhanced their beauty. In many lectures this has been explained, so we won't go into this. The dancers came forward, the singers came forward, the historians who told the glorious history of the Yadu dynasty and of Krishna's activities, the genealogists, the speakers gave Krishna a beautiful reception. Brahmanas chanted their mantras in glorification of the Lord. It was a cacophony of transcendental glorification. Hope that's not the right English word. Then finally, the Lord meets his mothers and exchanges affection with them, and then goes into his inner quarters where he meets his own queens who are very happy with him in transcendental exchanges. So this is the scenario 5,000 years ago when the Lord entered into his own beautiful temple. This can be the scenario now on this auspicious day, somewhere in the time of the universe, where also the Lord has entered the beautiful temple which has been established by the collective endeavors of our building crew, the Vaishnavas who collected for this temple in the Sankirtan endeavors, and also by a host of glorious donors, devotees who live outside, who will be honored a little bit around 11 o'clock. Also the devotees will be honored at that time, who worked so hard to establish this tirtha, of holy place, of pilgrimage. To get into the mood now of the festival, which is performed today, we would like to discuss a few points for the attention of the Vaishnavas, which will help us to prepare for receiving the Lord, just like the devotees of Dvaraka received him. Actually, the purpose of the human life is to feel the connection with the Supreme Lord. An individual who is disconnected from the Supreme Lord has a very sad existence in this material world. Such an individual is plagued by so many sufferings, as we heard yesterday in Srila Harikesh Maharaj's lecture. There is a very simple analogy which can help us understand how important the connection with the Lord is. This analogy was given by Srila Prabhupada many times, and it is so pertinent, or so relevant, that we want to hear it again. This analogy is always used by a very dear God brother of mine, Nityananda Maharaj, who, you know, goes in the city and says to the people, "Look at my thumb. It is not the most beautiful thumb in the town of Zagreb, but it's beautiful and dear to me." Then due to some accident, it should happen that the thumb is separated from the hand. This is a great tragedy. I will do everything to restore it to its rightful position. In the same way, then we are separated from the Lord. It is a very sad and even horrifying situation. And then he says, imagine the thumb would be separated and lie on the floor. This is how civilization is today. Separated from the Lord, there is no sign of spiritual life. I think although this is such a well-known example, which we heard when we entered the movement for Krishna consciousness, fully convinced that, yes, we don't want to be disconnected like a limb of the body. This example remains relevant to all of us to the present time. When a devotee is connected with the Lord, or as we say, in Krishna consciousness, his or her life is very ecstatic, blissful, and without any problems. Even hunger and thirst seem to go away and stand in the distance until the devotee goes again into material consciousness, it seems. When a devotee loses this focus, then material life starts again, even for a devotee. Do you all know how it feels to be nicely engaged in the mission of Guru and Krishna? Do you know how it feels when you stand before the deities and pray to him in a serious way, please engage me in your service? Do you know how it is when one chants the Hare Krishna mantra? Of course, you all know it. Most probably, most of you experience it daily, or hourly, by the hour. Some of us maybe once a year. This is very important, to feel connected to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Srila Prabhupada in this chapter of the Bhagavata says, without connection with the Lord, we are like dry leaf. And he says, even our life is useless. He makes such a strong statement in this connection. we cannot see anything, he says, in the absence of the sun, so also we cannot see anything, including our own self, without the factual presence of the Lord. Without him, all our knowledge is covered by illusion. It is important to be connected to the Lord. Without that, we are like in the absence of the sun. Can't see anything. We cannot even see ourselves. We don't know what is good for us and what is bad for us. And we are simply bewildered. So, what does this mean to be connected with the Supreme Lord? Does it mean that just like the citizens of Dwarka received him and gave him presents in their hands and so on, bow down to him, even some of them embraced him, that this mean connection with the Lord? Obviously, we are here in the material world, and a great task lies ahead of us, that is to qualify ourselves to meet the Lord. But there is solace. Even those who are, even if we are, how to express it, even we are fallen, we can meet the Lord. Srila Prabhupada writes, one who is not yet pure can meet the Lord in the holy name. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
And we can meet him as the Acha Vigraha, the form, the transcendental form of the Lord, installed in the temple, says Srila Prabhupada, is not different from the Lord personally. In other words, this temple serves a wonderful purpose. We can meet our Ishta Devatas, the Lord of our hearts, here on their altar in the form of darshans. As Srila Hare Krishna Maharaj announced so yesterday, this temple should become like a place where the Lord can be like the center place of preaching in Germany. It is also the Tirtha, because our Ishta Devata, the Lord which we want to worship, Radha and Krishna, are worshipped here by the devout servants. And this temple will remain the responsibility of all devotees, both in the congregation and outside. We must make all the endeavors in our capability to keep it transcendentally afloat over the the different disturbances which might occur. This is our solemn responsibility. It remains. We can just center our consciousness on the Lordship Sri Siddhartha Madan Mohan, who are, very special ladies, which we will hear a little later. Then our lives will be like connected leaves on a tree. I don't want to give that shocking example again. You can also, if you are a little slow of comprehension, use that. Because it speaks so to us. So, yes, here, now let us also talk indirectly about the Lord Radha Madan Mohan, then directly. Indirect talk means what keeps us apart from the Lord, what severes our connection with the Lord. The Sanskrit word avaradha gives a very nice explanation of this. Avaradha means what separates us. Ava means away from the Lord and the worship of the Lord. Aparana, of course, is a word which has been discussed at length by devotees. It means offenses in the worship, offenses in the attitude that can keep us away from the Lord. Just like it is, we can chant, we are informed, for thousands of years, as long as we are infested with offenses, the pure name will not manifest to us. In the same way, it is incumbent, or it is important for the devotees who seek the connection of the Lord to avoid offenses in the worship, offenses towards the Lord. Here I'm a little in a personal mood. If I am asked personally, Maharaj, what single advice would you give for the practice of Krishna consciousness, for the sadhana? There are, of course, millions of things which could be said. One could talk about enthusiasm as a driving motor, utsan, nishayat, daryat. One could talk the thousands of mouths for many years about it. But if one would be forced to give it in one sentence, avoid offenses in the chanting of the holy name and the daily worship by entering into the mood of the Trinadapi Shloka. If one is humble in one's life, one does not give rise to the false ego, which is the birthplace of all kinds of offenses which separate us from the Lord. So this is what we avoid offenses by entering into the 4 points mentioned in the Trinadapi verse. What is 4 points? Just for our guest, become more humble than the straw of the street. The street become forbearant, that is tolerant, offer respects to others, and do not enter the exchange chambers of wanting respect in return. This helps us to get to the root of the source of offenses, the false ego, just dismantle it solidly. So this is some indirect information. It is information about what separates us from the Lord, what we must avoid so that we can experience the connection with the Lord in our lives. We will tell some other indirect information. Now, Radha Madan Mohan are very special deities. They are deities which attract even the god which is called of infatuation, or to say it in simple words, the sex god. This attraction to the material body is something which must be annihilated for a devotee who wants to advance in Krishna consciousness. And Madan Mohan can help us, because his beauty is so wonderful that he defeats the attractive beauty of this material world, which manifests in sex attraction. Once it is described, storytelling and the stories we hear on Braj Mandal Parigram, it was described how the god of love, and this is carnal love, challenged Krishna. He said, I can get you, I can defeat you. You know, the Lord, that Cupid has 5 powerful arrows. He shoots them usually one after the other. At first, when you get the first one, you get stupefied. It's called stupefaction. And you get the second one, you have to build a loop. And you get
I don't want to make it so graphic. In the end, you're finished. You have the fish stuck in your heart. Cupid was very confident, and thought, I can get you, Krishna. I challenge you for a battle. Krishna immediately said, well, what are your conditions? How would you like the battle to go on? From a fortress or in the open battlefield? Cupid thought for a while because no one had dared to ask him such a question. Oh, you stand no chance against me when you fight from the fortress. I have defeated many, many yogis who established themselves firmly in the fortress of renunciation. I have got many of them. I have made the most prominent swamis cry. You can get real heavy. And made them fall down. Let's try the open battlefield. I will come to you and challenge you. And then Krishna said, all right, then come in the month of Kartik, when I dance in the forest of Vrindavan with my devotees, the gopis. It's a challenge. The gopis are known as the most beautiful ladies in the universe. Yes. He came. But it's a long story. When he came, it is glorified all over. When he came, it is described as he tried to point his arrows. He always fainted. He couldn't even shoot them because he was defeated by the Lord. Why what? By his transcendental beauty, which attracted even him. He fainted. Couldn't even shoot his arrows. He lost. So the Lord, the devotees of the Lord know that this Cupid is quite powerful and dangerous. The major shackle or the major thing which keeps us in this world is sexual attraction. In the Bhagavad Gita, the Lord, Srila Prabhupada describes this with a picture. He says, the material world is like a prison house and the bars, the Gitterstäbe, the sexual attraction. No one gets out of here who does not dissolve the bars of sexual attraction. I want to quote our Bhakti Chaitanya Maharaj, who said, the highest gratification in this world is sex life or sexual attraction. Listen to the beauty, how beautiful he put it. It automatically labels one as a member of this world. Very nice. When you have sex attraction, bang, you have your stamp on the forehead, fully qualified for residence in the material world. Fully qualified member of this world. As I'm speaking, you are becoming thoughtful. This is intended. Sex life also has a subtle form, and this is even more prominent in the hearts of beginning of sadhakas. It's a desire for distinction. You want to be distinguished, something special, important, something which is singular, or adoration. You want to be adored and worshipped. Oh, many bow down to me. Very dangerous. And profit. You want something out of it. Dharanath Maharaj once said, the conditioned mentality is in everything we want to know what's in for me. We are on the what's in for me wavelength. And we receive constant information from the object of the senses. Yes, this is a situation. And if I would now continue more, I would distress us, most of all me. Because these are descriptions for conditioned souls, describing them. However, Radha Madan Mohan come to our aid. They are the deities. If we worship them, they destroy these things. They are the deities, as explained in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, who help us, who are helpless, who help us to establish our relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Today is Glorification Day, and we can say with confidence, there are no more merciful deities than Radha Madan Mohan. There are no deities who are more important and relevant for us, whose heart is a little bit weakened by either the gross or the subtle form of attraction to this world. We need their help. Otherwise, it is not possible. And this help is available. Cupid, the most powerful, you know, who really gets everyone, as he said in the little bragging to Lord Krishna, Cupid can be defeated by someone who is safely situated at the lotus feet of Radha Madan Mohan. King Kula Shikar prays, therefore, Cupid, better you stay away from me, because, remember, you were burned into ashes by the glances of Lord Shiva. But you don't know the power of my Lord. He has a bow. What is the bow of Krishna called? Sharanga. Sharanga. It's the Sharanga. He has a bow called Sharanga. He will efficiently get rid of you with that bow. Krishna. So yes, Radha Madan Mohan is a very special deity. Their lordships are extremely merciful. Listen now something about the glories of Radha Madan Mohan. There are many stories, and many speakers will tell stories, so I thought to get into something which I heard and had not heard before. Once in Vrindavan, there was a Radha Madan Mohan temple, which most of you have seen. Those of you who did not visit Vrindavan, we have a painting here on the in front, so that devotees know that can see the Radha Madan Mohan temple and prepare themselves for entry into meeting into having darshan of Radha Madan Mohan. There, the following thing happened. There was a woman, very poor woman, who just had a cow or two cows to get milk from in order to supply her livelihood. So she was a devotee of Sri Sri Radha Madan Mohan, and every night, or as the night was approached, evening, we should say, early evening, came from the other side of the Yamuna, through the Yamuna. In dry days she could walk through the Yamuna. When it was, the Yamuna was more full, she took a boat for free, because she had no money. She requested the boatsman, please bring me over to the other side. And she always brought a little milk from her cows as a present to Radha Madan Mohan every day. But she was extremely poor, and therefore could not offer
a big quantity of milk. So when no one saw, he took a little milk container, just put it a little under the water and thinned the milk. This is not allowed according to the Vedic tradition. No one noticed it and stood and waited, and the milk was offered, was prepared in the kitchen, and she just prayed to the Lord. One day, as she was praying, all of a sudden, the pujari violently stormed out of the pujari room and grabbed her. "Hey! Maharaji!" And almost he beat her. "You are of the Asuri path. You are a very bad person. Never come back. Go out of the temple. We will never see you." The Lord doesn't want such rascals as you. The lady was totally started to cry. Had they noticed it? How could they notice it? I just put a little bit in there. And then the pujari said, "Listen what happened. When I poured your milk in the pot and boiled it, there was a fish inside." "Almost we have polluted, this pot for sure. I don't know what to do with the kitchen. Cow dung, cow dung, cow dung is the solution. We almost served the Lord meat. This would have been the end of our dynasties. Do you want to kill our temple?" And he started, really, "Never come again. Go out." The lady was, this devotee was in such a hurry, it seemed, that she had not covered the pot. You know, when you take water from the river, you always cover it with clothes so that this or other things don't go into your water. Tip for those who take Ganga water, or also sometimes devotees take water from the Yamuna, from Radhakund, or other holy places, always cover it to avoid this or other things. So this Maharaji was very, very finished. It is not possible to describe her misery. She could no longer see Radha Madan. She felt as if her life was at the end. She went home to her little poor cottage, locked the door, and cried and cried and cried until there was no water any longer in her body. For 3 days, she just cried, and then she cried without tears. And she didn't eat, she didn't think of eating. The cows were making noises in the barn. She didn't even hear that. She could not sleep. She was just in the process of leaving her body. She could not see Radha Madan Mohan. Then, after 3 days, first she didn't hear. Didn't hear. Go on. Finally she heard. "I'm not here. I'm dying. Leave me alone. Ma, I'm hungry." Please open. As she opened, she saw a wonderful Brahmana boy whom she had never seen in the area. Saying, "I'm so hungry. Go somewhere else. Everyone else. I don't have anything. I haven't even washed. I can't also cook now for you." Something
you will have. No one will give me here in this village. Mm.
So as she looked at him, she felt so attracted by the Lord that... No, not that. You have not heard this. Passed through my jeep as she saw the Brahmana. No one else but the Brahmana. She immediately said, well, I really don't have anything. I have not milked the cows. I can't. I'm unwashed. I'm unclean. I'm moochy. All of them. Please give me something. I'm very hungry. She said, well, I have milk, which by now must have thickened. Do you know Dickmilch? As little children in Germany, all the little children in Germany have to eat dick milch. It does not taste extremely good, but it can be eaten. And those of us who know this from the childhood don't really like to remember dick milch really much. It's the milk you let in the open and it thickens. It is not anything from the storehouses. Dick milk, it helps digestion. I have some dick milch, whatever is the word in thick milk or some whatever the word in English or in the language which the Brahmana, no one else used. So he ate with great relish and pleasure. Then he said, I'm not from this particular village, I'm from nearby. The night is coming close. Please give me a residence for the night. Now this I can't do. You are young. I'm a woman. What will people say? I'm already, my reputation is already more than finished. No, it is late and I can't walk through the wilderness now. Just a moment, please. There will be place. The Lord, Brahmana went inside and she slept somewhere out in a separated quarter. Somehow she arranged. And then it was night and the Brahmana said, it is so cold in your hut. Do you have an additional blanket? Oh, you always want. I don't have anything. I'm poor, you know. There must be some blanket. She said, yes, there's something I lie on, but this can't be offered. No, give. It's so cold. And then she put the blanket on. It was blue color. And then she slept. But could not sleep. She always dreamt of that personality. It was in pure bliss. Could not wait till the morning. And she went up and she knocked to see her guest. It's time for the morning. Please rise, Brahmana. And no answer. And she went in. No person. Brahmana was gone. But where the Brahmana was staying, a yellow scarf was lying. Scarf? Shawl. And just thinking about the scarf. What is this? Who's the person? He lost his scarf. Then the next thing she heard, a violent knocking at the door. Hey, hey, hey! Open or we will crack the door. Again, the pujari was there with a red face, with anger. You, I don't even want to use the word. Not only have you given fish to the Lord, you have given a dirty blanket to the Lord. Somehow sneaked in the room, it must be your blanket. People have told us that only you have such a blanket. And all of a sudden everything became clear to her. cried, but not tears of remorse or lamentation or hurt ego or whatever, but tears of ecstasy. Oh, the Lord is so merciful. He has come to accept my offering. The Lord is so merciful. He has come. And then she said, let me tell you something which is not to be told. Do you know this God? You know that the doors are locked at the temple in the night. You have locked them. I think she didn't tell everything. She just said, the mercy of the Lord, something like this. And then later, although the devotee doesn't want his glorification, the Lord somehow made an arrangement to glorify this devoted Mataji, and in this way she could continue to have that ashram. I thought this story, it is a story as it is told in Vrindavan. Srila Prabhupada said, there are so many stories about Krishna, you can ask the people. It's an itihasa. Itihasa means it comes through the generation it is told. There are other stories where the deities make such arrangements, which are in our shastras, like Chaitanya Charitamrita. The Madan Mohan authorized Krishnadas Kaviraj to write his treatise on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But I thought to tell today such a story because it makes the point that even though we are very unqualified, or even though we are normal people who make mistakes, if we just focus our lives in the service of Radha Madan Mohan, then it will be very good. And the book on the glorification of Radha Madan Mohan, which is published by the Veda thing, it says that the Lord today on Amavasya, this is Amavasya, still wears a blue outfit to honor the blue garment of that personality, of his devotee, the blue thing, the blue blanket. Yes, the Lord is extremely compassionate. And compassion means he does not forget the service which is rendered to him in sincere love and devotion. We can extend this compassion, not compassion, or this well-meaning to all the devotees who render service to the Lord and also those who have rendered service to the Lord. Because he never forgets what a servant has done for him. We can also adopt this attitude. Hare Krishna, this is something of the glorification of the Lord. Let me summarize the points which have been made in this today, which are important to take out of the lecture. Srila Prabhupada said, celebrating festivals, festivities in the temple of the Lord as held generally are like festivals performed during the many festive days of the Lord of Dwarka about 5,000 years ago. We can, in other words, experience the presence of the connection with the Lord. And to do this, we must think a little bit on aparadas, working on this which keeps us away from the Lord. We must also sometimes investigate our heart to see about this attraction to the material world, which was discussed. But in all of this, we can count on the mercy of the Lord, as is continually shown to the devotees of the Lord, because he has a very relevant qualities. Bhakta Vatsala, the friend of his devotees, who sees the endeavors of his devotees and rewards them. Shri Shri Radha Madan Mohan Ki Jai. Shri Shri Radha Madan Mohan Ki Jai. Shri Shri Radha Madan Mohan Ki Jai. Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai. Gopremana
Do you have any relevant questions? Yeah, Abhi?
In the beginning you said that Yudhishthira and his family were very sad in Hastinapura when Krishna wanted to leave and
yes.
Go back into the slave. Why is in the Shastra anything being said about why he didn't expand himself like he did in Dwarka with his 16,108 wives? Maybe there's something said about it.
Srila Prabhupada talks about this so for the posterity who wants to hear the question and also for those who have not heard, we shall repeat the question. Yudhishthira felt sad when the Lord left him. Why didn't he just expand himself like he did in Dwarka in his 16,108 palaces? Yeah. See, for the sincere devotees of the Lord does expand himself, or the Lord is present in their hearts. Srila Prabhupada talks about this very exalted subject matter. We will just briefly and reverentially touch it. When he says in Krishna book, when the Lord left Vrindavan and left the inhabitants of Vrindavan, for going to Mathura, you have heard this. You know. He stayed with them transcendentally in a Bhava expansion. So we a very exalted subject matter, but we know the Lord is present in the heart. Premanjana charita bhakti vilochanena, for those whose eyes are tinged with bhakti, the Lord, they see the Lord everywhere. Yomang Pashanti Savasya, those who see me everywhere and everything in me, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, I am never lost to them and they are never lost to me. Like this is such a wonderful example. When Hiranyakashipu asked his son Prahlad with a sword in hand, I killed you now, let's see how your Lord will protect you now. Oh, said Prahlad, he said that he will take, he's everywhere. Everywhere? I don't see him. Prahlad Maharaj just looked around and saw him in the pillar. Yes. He's everywhere. Is he in that pillar? And you all know this, because we worship Lord Nrisingadev here. And Prahlad said, yes! And, as Hiranyakashipu wanted to disprove his son by just knocking the pillar down, the Lord went out of the pillar. But he did not come in the form of Krishna playing his flute. He came in a very angry form as Lord Nrisingadev. He liberated the demon.
You told us about the indirect things we should not do, but I didn't get the one thing, the one answer you wanted to give us.
Chant with humility. You must have been hold up with the indirect things. I was chant with Trinarapi Sunichena, because that avoids all the aparatas, that which separates us from the Lord. See, it does not matter in what ashram we are in this age. It does not, there are no, let me say, things which bear us or which make us disqualified or qualified. All which matters is chant the holy name. Grihataka, the Bhaktivinoda Thakur says in the in this song, no matter if you are renunciant or if you are Uriyasta, this or that, just chant the holy name. But just like a medicine is only effective when you do the things which are necessary for taking it, also the holy name will
let me say like this, be fully effective only if you attend it in the right proper mood. See, let us say we have a stomach problem and we get a good Ayurvedic stomach medicine. But if we continue to eat those things which we should not eat, like tons of sweets baked in ghee, you know, prepared with barrels of white sugar in one rasagula, you know, and then that medicine will not be able to help us so quickly. In the same way, then we chant, but we do not follow Trinada Pisunichena, it will not work so fast. Therefore Mahaprabhu has said, one who chants the holy name in a humble state of mind, being more tolerant than the tree and so on and so forth, he can chant it constantly, the holy name, he said. And Krishna Das Kaviraj, he said, listen, and he almost like goes out of the pages of Chaitanya Charitamrita.